From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Islamic State group is now claiming responsibility for the horrific string of attacks around Paris that killed 129 people last night. And French authorities are racing to find the perpetrators of what President Francois Hollande has called an act of war against his country. The claim of responsibility by the IS appeared in Arabic and French in a statement circulated online and declared the six simultaneous attacks a response to airstrikes by the United States and the International Coalition against IS fighters in Iraq and Syria. Lisa Bryant was in the streets of Paris today and has this report.
Paris resident Adam Ndoye waited in a long line to give blood Saturday morning, just across the street from a pair of night spots targeted in Friday night's attacks. Ndoye, originally from Senegal, said he hoped his blood will help at least one of those wounded in the assault. Look around you, he said. There are Christians, Muslims, and Jews all here to help out. Witnesses say a gunman opened fire on Le Carillon Bar and Le Petit Cambodge restaurant, killing at least a dozen people. Both are popular spots located near the Saint-Martin Canal in northern Paris. Flowers, candles, and notes were strewn in front of the two buildings. These acts of solidarity are taking place around the city as Parisians come to grips with the scale of their second major terrorist attack this year. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
News of the terror attacks in Paris has brought international reactions of horror and anger, with many government leaders calling for stepped-up efforts to counter the extremists. President Barack Obama calling the attacks an outrageous attempt. This is VOA News. As the death toll in Paris climbs, some Egyptians are calling for a renewed global commitment against IS militants, while others say failed international policies in Syria and Iraq are to blame for the group's existence. The Grand Imam of Al-Azhar, which is a university in Egypt, Ahmed Al-Tayeb, says the time has come for the whole world to unite and cooperate to stand up to this rabid monster. The Grand Imam has condemned the attack as uncontained by any constraints of religion, humanity, or civilization. World powers meeting in Vienna discussing Syria's political future are pressing for a ceasefire in the war-torn country by January 1st, to be followed by a political transition and subsequent elections. The Vienna talks have been overshadowed by these latest attacks, with the leaders discussing a new unified effort to suppress Islamic State spread. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
That resolve has only grown stronger in the wake of this unspeakable brutality. And I think Sergei Lavrov and Stefan would agree with me that today in the meeting, there was a broad-based a sense of revulsion, of horror.
Kerry speaking at a joint news conference following the day's talks. The U.S. Defense Department says a U.S. airstrike has killed Abu Nabil, an Iraqi national, an al-Qaeda operative, and the head of the Islamic State group in Libya. A Pentagon statement described Nabil, who is also known as Wissam Najm Abd Zayed al-Zubadi, as the senior IS leader in Libya, who may have also been a spokesperson in the video earlier this year showing the execution of Coptic Christians. The statement said the operation against Nabil was authorized and initiated prior to Friday night's terrorist attacks in Paris. The man known as Jihadi John, a leading executioner for the Islamic State, is apparently dead. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group said the officials believe a drone strike in Syria late Thursday killed the IS terrorist, whose real name is believed to be Mohammed Emwazi. British Prime Minister David Cameron.
This was an act of self-defense. It was the right thing to do. Today I want to thank the United States. The United Kingdom has no better friend or ally. And I want to pay tribute to all those professionals in our own security and intelligence agencies and armed forces for the extraordinary work they do on behalf of our country.
Emwazi, who was born in Kuwait but had British citizenship, had been one of the top targets for Western intelligence agencies since appearing in videos depicting the beheadings and killings of other Western hostages. And amid threats from Islamic State militants, Turkey is putting unprecedented security measures in place for the meetings of G20 heads of state near the coastal cities of Turkey tomorrow. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.